Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The founder of Go Bob Pipe and Steel, Bob Studebaker, recently said,
"The most common question I get asked is, Bob, you sell several different lengths of trailer. How many bales will a 32-foot hold? How many will a 36? How many will a 40 hold?" Typically, I teach my people that we're doing that question asking because we want to know how heavy their bales are, what it is that they're baling, how many a year do they bale, how far do they have to haul it, because I got more than one type of trailer. Red Rhino is the top of the line in inline hay trailers, but maybe they don't need that. I'm not going to sell them more than they need. Now, a lot of people look at the difference in price, and most of the time they go ahead and buy the Red Rhino because there's not that big a price difference. The quality or the heaviness is there. Plus, their resale value is typically you buy a Red Rhino, you own it 3 years. By the third year, you can get all your money out of it.
To see your new trailer, go to GoBob Radio, GoBobRadio.com.
Crop progress numbers out yesterday and just kind of confirming that these crops are big, especially the corn crop, and they're good right now. And looks like for the most part, while it's been hot across the Midwest, there's not been crop damaging heat at this point. It's becoming more and more apparent, for the corn crop anyway, that we're going to move through the pollination period in the U.S. Midwest relatively unharmed. And according to corn and soybean crop watcher Dr. Darrell Good, for this corn crop anyway, 2016 is definitely an XXL year.
Yeah, I think the operative word on corn is big. We've got the acres confirmed in the June report. Certainly the weekly crop conditions report, along with the weather pattern that we've had in July, all point to above trend yield at this point. So I'm thinking we're looking at a corn crop probably close to 15 billion bushels this year, and even with some increase in consumption in kind of across the board feed market, export, ethanol, that's not going to prevent a buildup in stocks, probably approaching 2.5 billion bushels by the end of the 16-17 marketing year, and that points to continued low corn prices for another year.
We right now have the corn crop ratings unchanged from a week ago at 76% in good to excellent shape. The corn crop now 79% silked nationally. That's up 9 points compared to the five-year average of 70%. Missouri up by 13 points compared to their five-year average, and Kansas up 10 points compared to their five-year average on corn silking in our part of the world. Meanwhile, it does look like the soybean crop remains at 71% in good to excellent shape. The experts were expecting just about that. Grain sorghum crop feeling the heat, though, and some slippage in its rating in the latest week. 65% of the U.S. Sorghum crop now rated in good to excellent shape. That's off 3 percentage points from a week ago. Oklahoma down 1 point at 73% in good to excellent shape. Kansas, the biggest grain sorghum producing state, down 3 points at 71% in good to excellent shape. And Texas, 58% in good to excellent shape now, down 4 points compared to 1 week ago. Slipping a little bit on the grain sorghum crop. U.S. cotton crop also slipping just a little bit, now 52% of the crop rated in good to excellent shape compared to 54% a week ago. Texas crop now 45% in good to excellent shape. And Oklahoma's cotton crop 54% rated in good to excellent condition at this point. Pasture range conditions 53% in good to excellent shape nationally. That's down 3 points compared to a week ago and down 8 points from a year ago. You've got farm news on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
That's a look at your agricultural news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.